You are listening to 300 Seconds with Eduardo Solis, and this is episode number 123, Just Plain Nuts. So let the 300 seconds begin. While I have done most of my traveling via car, thank you, Texas, I have occasionally traveled by plane and even taken one train trip. Unfortunately, half of my plane trips have taken me to some place I didn't necessarily want to go because of work. Indeed, before I started my career in IT, my first trip via plane was for a college trip that I was less than enthused about. Despite that, there was one thing I had to look forward to on my very first flight. Honey roasted peanuts. When I was a kid, my father would fly to other cities for union conferences. Upon returning home, he would tell me and my brothers about his trip, and one thing he always mentioned was the honey roasted peanuts that they would give out on the plane. Thus, when it was finally my turn to take a plane trip, I thought to myself, hey, now I get to try some of those peanuts that my dad always talked about. I was probably more excited than I should have been about airline honey roasted peanuts. And that excitement was quickly dashed to pieces when the stewardess came by during the flight and offered me a bag of pretzels. Peanuts on airplanes had apparently been phased out a few years prior due to allergy concerns. I understood, but at the same time, come on, man. I more or less managed to get the full airline experience on that very first trip. I flew on a turboprop, thank you Corpus Christi, flew on jets, got to sit in the front, in the middle, and in the rear of the plane, got an aisle seat, a middle seat, a window seat, had flights leave on time and be delayed, ended up getting stuck at LAX for 4 hours and later Dallas for just over half a day. So yeah, fun trip. I was just thankful that my luggage made it home okay when it was all over. I wouldn't take another flight for years until an impromptu trip to Las Vegas for a concert. That flight went fairly well, though I still wasn't quite over the peanuts thing. I remember being amused at the slot machines that were at the airport. Admittedly, though, they were less amusing once I was departing after having lost my money at the casino slot machines. Of course, what else happened in Vegas was pretty funny, but that's a story for another time. My next flight wouldn't be until after 9/11. So the experience of flying had grown to suck a lot more since that Vegas trip. Unfortunately for the other people on the flight, I ended up being that guy that held up the TSA line because it was my first go-around under the new rules, and I wasn't quite ready for the whole take-off-your-belt-and-shoes thing. But at least the destination at the end of the trip was more fun this time. The Electronic Entertainment Expo in Los Angeles, which was a lot more fun than the sucky college symposium I had gone to on my first trip. A number of years later, my next plane trip would be going to Ohio for work. The flight experience was okay, but the worst training class that I've ever had in my life awaited me in Columbus. Once again, that's a story for another time, or maybe not. On the way home to San Antonio, I got diverted to Florida, which seems super weird, but that's just the way things go sometimes when you're flying. Airports are kind of like bowling alleys. When you step into one, it's kind of like stepping into a time machine, but not the fun police box or DeLorean kind. It's more like the kind that zaps you into a messed up future where we blew it all up, or the robots took over, the apes took over, or the Morlocks now rule the Earth. They can also be super confusing, which doesn't help when you only have a half an hour to catch your next flight. My most recent airplane trip was to New York, and I have to say that I was much more prepared for that one. The only annoying thing that happened on that trip was the seat's headphone jack not working on the trip home. Well, that and no honey roasted peanuts. This has been 300 Seconds with Eduardo Solis. The next episode will be posted after I go to the store for a jar of honey roasted peanuts, though I imagine they won't taste quite the same at ground level. For more wonderfully weird and witty words written by me, subscribe or visit eduardosolis.com, and I thank you for listening. Be good, take care, and God bless.